7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, the wind is blowing. Let us find a windbreak. Quickly, quickly. Oh, this looks like a good spot. Right over here. Okay, the current time is, of course, 1930 UTC. You knew that. That's why you tuned in. Because it's time for the Dubious Ghosts. Come, Matar. Yes, so welcome. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am your host and chairman. And I'm working my way down the treacherous slope. I heard a sound. What was that? Probably a squirrel or a bird. Okay, so down the slope we go because, once again, I'm down at the creek today. Because the weather is good. And I kind of didn't have any other place to go because it is windy. This is protected from the wind. So we're going to hang out down here a little bit like we usually do. What was that? I'm looking around. There are sounds. Is this just sounds because wind? Maybe. Oh, let's walk up to the creek. What do we got down in here today? Jeez. It's getting so leafy. It's getting so leafy on the ground that you can barely see anything. Yeah, that sound, that dunk, dunk, dunk. Who was that? I don't know. But yeah, all those white golf balls are still down there in the creek. That yellow one is up there upstream. Yeah, I don't see anything new. I don't see anything fresh. And, well, I don't see any snappers hanging around either. Not that I was expecting any. But you never know. You never know these days. Hell, in the last, 2 weeks now, we've run into our snapper twice. Mr. Snaps. So anyway, I think the plan for me today is just to go downstream, look around, then get the hell out of here. I had a strange night. I watched a really good movie. And then I watched half of another even better movie, but then I was feeling tired, and I thought, oh, I should try to go to sleep. And this was at 2 a.m. So, yeah, I was trying to go to sleep a little bit earlier than normal. And that didn't last long. Because although I was sort of a little bit tired, I was laying there on the floor. And the cat walked over me at one point in time. That's what she does when she's mad that I'm asleep. So I was laying there and I was thinking about stuff. And then I had such a really good idea that I had to get up, get a pen, get a piece of paper, and write it down. And then while I was up, I thought, oh, what the hell, I'll go to the bathroom too. Then I couldn't go back to sleep, so I reheated the tea I was drinking. I stayed up a little bit longer. I watched a little bit more of the movie that I was halfway through. The good one. The really good one. I was laughing my ass off. It was so funny. And, then I eventually sort of fell back asleep right around 3 o'clock. Same time as usual. So I'm not getting any advantage. Yeah. Trying to go to sleep early. Stupid idea. And so then, I fell asleep. Then I woke up at 5:30. And I was cold. It was cold in my house. Colder than it normally is. And I said, why is it so damn cold? And I put my shirt on. And I thought, should I get up? And I said, no, that's insane. So then I went back to sleep. And I got up a couple hours later. And it was still cold. Here's some fresh raccoon poop at the base of this tree. And then, then I got up and I ate breakfast and here we are. It's about 11. Well, no, it's... My house is 11. My house is 11 degrees right now. And outside, it is now warming up. It's got to be 12 by now. But it's not going to get much warmer. Might only hit 13 degrees today. Which is fine by me. Absolutely fine. Oh, tomorrow's supposed to be a little bit warmer, though. All right, I'm checking the dry stretch of creek here where we found our snapping turtle. He's not here. I think he's upstream. He's up in water. So we're going to move into the zone here and check for golf balls. I don't know when the golf course closes for the season. If it ever officially does. Although, you know, what was it last year? They put those gates in front of the golf course, so maybe they are trying to maintain a season. But yeah, in the winter, I find people out on the golf course all the time. Not playing golf so much as running around with dogs. Oh, I'm looking around. I'm not finding any golf balls. Da-da-da-da-da-da. At least none that I want. And that's cool too. Ooh. Unka dunka. Oh, and I've just remembered that I gotta go to an art thing tomorrow night. That'll be fun. And wasn't I supposed to do something today? I was thinking about going to the store. I'll go to the store tonight. Don't go to the store before lunch. Otherwise, I'll buy a bunch of crap that I don't really want or need or am even going to eat. I'm one of those people who cannot shop hungry. It is not safe. It is not smart. And it tends to be a waste of money. All right, looks like we got two golfers up on the golf course at least today. They don't seem to be losing any golf balls. Okay, oh, here's... what is this? There is something. There is a golf ball down here. It's in the sun, and it's weird, because it's in this spot where... No, it's a yellow. It's not a green. We've taken golf balls out of that exact same spot before. That's what that stick right there is for. That's the retrieval stick for golf balls that land right there in that little puddle of water. Okay. Continuing to walk downstream. Bingley bangley bong. Now I'm coming to more water. Hey, is the water blowing upstream? I think it is. Is the wind? The wind is blowing against me. That's fine. Let's take a look for some golf balls down here at the culvert end of the creek. Oh, I also watched some Speedway Grand Prix again last night. Bartosz Szmarzlik won. What a surprise. Yeah, he's the goat these days. Oh, All right, and now we're sort of in the golf ball zone, so I need to start paying attention again. Yeah, we got a white golf ball. What else we got? I don't see anything. There doesn't appear to be much of anything in the creek here. Not seeing anything on the opposite bank. Let's go up to the Mati observation point. Oh, white golf ball across the creek. There's something now. That's just a piece of plastic, like a surveyor's flag, not a blue golf ball. What else we got? What else we got? That yellow is still over there. Well, not a lot happening down in the creek today. Okay, that's fine. So you might be asking yourself, Tobe, wait, what? Tobe, what? You know what? I'm not going to pop up onto the sidewalk. I'm going to go back the way I came. Dun, 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 through the creek. Oh, so some of you are probably thinking, but Tobe, aren't you sort of glossing over the important stuff? Didn't you just bury the lead? Man, what are you talking about? I say. And then you say, you tried to go to sleep at 2 a.m., but at 2:20 you had such a great idea that you had to actually get up and write it down. Oh yes, this is true. I did have a great idea. And I don't know, maybe we could test it out. The great idea is a synth idea. And the idea, well, this is difficult to explain and technical and probably not anything you want to hear, but I'm going to tell you all about it anyway. To an extent. The idea is a very technical synth idea that basically revolves around the concept of using an external clock from wherever, it doesn't really matter, using an external clock to drive my performance sequencer. But now that I sort of know that my performance sequencer has a clock divider, an input clock divider, or at least a setting, and this is how I had to fix the other problem we had last week, regardless, what if we just cranked that up? I mean, what if we set the clock to divide by 8 instead of 1:1? Or, 1:2. Okay. So now what do we have? We have a really, really slow, really slow-ass sequencer. Now, what good does this do us? Well, Oscar, not much. Oh-ho, but no. If you're Tobe, what you're thinking is, okay, now you can use this as some kind of super scale ambient, gotta get back in the creek here, ambient kind of progression, long, slow stuff. Yeah, okay. Plus, we could then potentially use the pitch voltage coming out of it to sort of be the root voltage for chords, or just the root voltage for everything. You just have that be your pitch control voltage, command center, so to speak. I know that's not a red ball in the water because the balls don't float. That's a leaf. We got leaf. We got a red leaf in the water. So, yeah, this idea I had. It's just about, I don't want to say being lazy. It's about being clever. It's about being tricky. It's about being hacky. This is a clever little idea that I might just have to incorporate. Wait, which way am I going? I can't get back up there. The trees are blocking me. That I might have to incorporate for some upcoming show or shows. It'll be very interesting. And now I'm kind of thinking, do I want to test this out? How's this going to work? How am I going to test it without repatching everything? Okay, I'm climbing up out of here. The way I came down. But anyway, this idea is kind of a solution to the extensibility problem. Yeah, I just made that word up. That's fine. But how can we test it without repatching anything? Okay, wait, how about this? Okay, yeah, what we need to do is to just get the synth going. Ooh, like that. And then we can mess with this. Right? Honka 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 honk. So yeah, we got the honk going. And I think everybody remembers this business. It's fun and all. But does this have to go? Is this gonna have to get ejected and rejected so I can do my other stuff? I don't know. Let's stop this, first of all. We're going to reset a bunch of stuff here. And I want to test my idea. but I do not know how to go about testing my idea, do I? Well, first of all, we need to find that magic setting. What was that under? Was that under setup? No. Maybe it's this. External clock division. Let's crank that up to 4. Just for testing purposes, because we've got the drum machine as our master clock today. We got master clock going from the drum machine into floor and then into the sequencer. I think we're going to be good. But does that mean that Florian is going to be normal? And everything else is going to be slow? There's only one way to find out, and that's to push this button. I think this is success. Because as you can tell, the drums are normal. And Florian is normal. You can't hear it, can you? Let's turn this stuff off. So Florian and the drums are just ticking away, doing their normal thing. Everything else is super slow. Like the bass line. Those ratchets sound slow. Okay, so this idea works. Success. We got slow filter ping. Tok, tok. And we got really slow. Choosh, choosh. Okay. What does it mean, Tob? What does it mean? What happens if we do this? Well, that doesn't do any good because we're not actually using those gates. Okay. Well, I think this is enough testing. Now that I know how to do this, hell, let's make it slower. Oh, you can't tell with that on. Turn that off. Awesome. What if we make those gates longer? Might have to wait for it to come up for a while. That's not the one that I made longer. Yeah, this is not what I want to do. Interesting. La 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 la. All right. Well, This is thrilling and everything, but let's see if we can get this back to normal now. Good luck. Did we just screw everything up really good? Yes. Yes, we did. But that's fine, because maybe we can just push a couple buttons, reset a couple of things, and does it work like it's supposed to? Oh God, something didn't reset right. Did I just ruin all that beautiful stuff that I had? Oh no, wait, you know what we gotta do is we gotta sneak it past the strange attractor. And then we go like this, we go like this, we go like this, and now we're good, right? Yeah, we are. And I just remembered the other thing that I wanted to do. Let's go into here. I think I just screwed it all up, didn't I? Maybe. All right, we're sort of a little bit back to normal, and this one I want to give. This is what? This is channel 4. We need to first do this, and then we do this. We push this button, and then we get something here. Why isn't this working? Oh, it's because... There we go. Is that any better? You know what? I'm gonna leave it like that for now. Let's make sure that sticks around. I'm gonna mess with that. Mess with what, Tob? I can't even hear it. Yeah, it's this. That's not it. Oh wait, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio, but this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
Yes. Alright, I'm out of here.